And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Freddie Fender, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. We all have some of those. It's 6:22 at CKLW, a little late here for 2020 News. And here with our first report this morning is Randall Carlisle.
Detroit has its first black police chief today. William Hart was named to replace Jerry Tanyan by Coleman Young. He fired Tanyan late yesterday, primarily because Tanyan refused to tell him about the federal drug probe of high-ranking officers like the mayor's buddy, Frank Blunt.
He acted upon subpoenas and search warrants without consulting legal counsel, which is a city attorney, the police commission, or myself. The challenges we face in law enforcement in Detroit require unified and cohesive command, structure, and the police department.
We talked to Tanyan later at his home, and he said he was right in refusing to tell Young about the probe because the feds asked him not to. The Big H's Bert Allen asked Tanyan last night,
"What are you doing now, Jerry?"
"Tomorrow I'm going to sleep in, probably for the first time in 7 years.
And beyond that?
I've been so busy with the problems of the department and other problems that I literally haven't had time to think about beyond that, so I'm going to have to start now."
Bloodshed at the state correction facility in Ionia. 22-year-old Norman Faison of Detroit was shot to death trying to scale a fence around the prison. A 17-year-old accomplice from Grand Rapids surrendered after Faison was shot. 3 weeks old and still no end in sight. That's about all we can say about the Ford strike today. Negotiators met again yesterday, but the only report was slow progress. Ford had some violent labor problems this morning at its giant plant in Dagenham, England. Several hundred workers barricaded themselves in the canteen. They set fires and smashed windows. All that over new quality control techniques being introduced at the plant. Still with Ford, the company yesterday announced price hikes on 77 models averaging $310 a car. Because of the strike, the company has only 150,000 new cars to sell, or about 20 new cars for every dealer in the U.S. A court-appointed physician will report to the State Judicial Tenure Commission at 9 this morning what he thinks is wrong with suspended Recorder's Court Judge James Del Rio, if anything. The judge didn't make it yesterday as hearings kicked off into 25 charges of misconduct against him because he's in North Detroit General Hospital with an undisclosed ailment. A grisly preliminary hearing opened yesterday on charges of corpse mutilation leveled against former assistant Wayne County Medical Examiner Millard Bass. The first thing the prosecution did was submit human bones, tissue, and hair in clear plastic bags as evidence. Governor Milliken says Detroit buses must be safe to ride, so he's asking the legislature for a lot of money to implement new security measures.
"I am proposing that immediate steps be taken to curb a growing problem and to restore the confidence of people in Detroit in their urban transportation system. This emergency appropriation, which would come from the state's General Transportation Fund, will pay for special details of city police on buses and for two-way radio communication between the buses and police headquarters."
The governor's asking for $900,000 for the first year alone. Speaking of Detroit transit systems, last week when the new trolley started on Washington Boulevard, it was free and it averaged 3,000 riders a day. This week it costs a quarter, and on Monday only 700 people rode it. If you watched ABC Channel 7 last week for the kickoff of the new shows, then you were in the majority. The first Nielsen ratings put the ABC shows first, NBC second, and CBS third. In fact, ABC had 11 of the top 20 shows. The number one show last week was the one-hour premiere of Happy Days, kicking off with Fonzie's new girlfriend, Pinky Tuscadero. CKLW News Time, 6:26.
The new album from Jefferson Starship is here. Spitfire.
Get what you give. Give what you get. Don't forget it. Ha, I got shot. I'm gonna mess with you. Let's go.
Yeah.
Spitfire from Jefferson Starship on Grunt Records and Tapes.
Available in Harmony House, the world's largest fun record and tape store. Six convenient locations, including one in Wonderland Center, Livonia.
CKLW Sports, here's Dean Shepard.
A lot of people are questioning the integrity, or at least the scoring abilities, of the referees in last night's heavyweight title bout between Ali and Ken Norton. The fighters went the full 15 rounds, neither was knocked to the mats, and both managed to land some damaging blows. But when it was all over, referee Arthur McConty scored 8 rounds for Ali, 6 for Norton, and 1 even. Judges Harold Lederman and Barney Smith each had Ali the winner, 8-7. Ali said he thought his performance was pretty good, considering the length of his career and his age, but he's still talking of retirement.
I think I'm going to retire. I have a party right there. You said something. Get out now. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see. I ain't never said I retired.
In Cleveland last night, the Tigers split a Twinite doubleheader with the Indians, the Bird winning the first game on a 5-hitter, 4-0, Jim Crawford losing the nightcap, 6-1. The Bird's win, his 18th this season, dropped his ERA to 2.39. In other American League action, Baltimore swept a doubleheader with Milwaukee, 7-5 and 7-3. Texas blanked Minnesota, 7-0. Boston edged New York, 7-5. And the A's did it again, shutting out the Royals, 1-0. That's 2020 Sports. I'm Dean Shepard.
It's brand new, the fire protection plan too, and with this great expanded warranty, there's more to an AMC.
This year, AMC dealers have even better car coverage. The new expanded Buyer Protection Plan 2 from AMC. The only full 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on engine and drivetrain from any U.S. car company. Plus full 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty on the rest of the car except tires. And free loaner car if guaranteed repairs take overnight. New expanded Buyer Protection Plan 2. No other U.S. car maker goes this far. Just properly maintained car, bring it to your AMC dealer for guaranteed repairs. AMC's new Buyer Protection Plan 2. Another reason why
there's more to an AMC.
American Motors has made the benefits of Buyer Protection Plan 2 available on all new 1976 models purchased from your AMC dealers on or after September 1st, 1976.
Motor City weather, sunny and mild today, high 69. Not as cold tonight, low 49. Partly cloudy and continued mild tomorrow. At 6:30, Cleveland has 37 degrees, Toledo 40, Detroit 41, 5 Celsius. Randall Carlisle, 2020 News. Now, more music with Tom Shannon at CKLW.
You made the trip before, I take it, on the road to L.A. Terry Black and Laura Ward at 6:33 in the morning, 26 and a half before 7 o'clock. With Tom Shannon, sunny and mild, the outlook for today, high of 69 degrees. It'll be rather pleasant. I won't say it'll be a heat wave, but rather pleasant, so hang on for it and enjoy it.
The Morning Free Press. It gives you a whole world full of news and information from front page to back. Up front, all the national and local news. And you get it in the morning when it's fresh, not warmed over. A women's section loaded with consumer information. Advice on what's a good buy and where the sales are. Business pages, where you'll get the closing stock market prices and catch up on all the latest business trends. A sports section, with results and stories the morning after a game is played. And comics, great comics. Front page to back, the Free Press gives you a whole world of news, features, and information when you want it, when you need it, when you can use it best. The Morning Free Press. Why wait for the news?
For home delivery, give them a call at 222-6500 or your nearest Free Press office. C-K-L-W. Summertime Dream is the album. That's Gordon Lightfoot. It's 6:40 in the morning, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon. We'll turn the tables around a little bit, and the first time out this morning, I will ask the trivia question, see how well you fare, and get your juices flowing so that the thought process begins, if it hasn't already. 9664000 in Windsor, or 298-8822 Detroit. Those are our numbers, and our question is very simply this one. It's in the world of, I suppose, advertising generally, and I can even maybe narrow it down with an extra little clue. What wash day product? This will take you back to the days of radio for sure. What wash day product was advertised to have the sunlight ingredient psyllium? The sunlight ingredient psyllium was in a wash day product in the early days. As a matter of fact, it was for a long time the sponsor of Amos and Andy on radio. That, I think, should be a little extra helping clue, a little helping hint there. 9664000 Windsor or 298-8822 Detroit. Riding on it, if you get the first answer out there. And the correct answer, it's a one-word answer, really, is all you have to tell me. You'll get yourself a $20 gift certificate from the Osmond's Men's Shop, and specifically from Counterpoint, the European and contemporary fashion. $20 worth of clothes, and you can enjoy yourself with that, I'm sure. So I think it's well worth the effort if you know the answer.
That's CW's
all over the radio.
Hey, good buddies, this here's the old Rubber Duck.
Hey there, Mr. Duck.
You know, someday you're going to want the best in CB radio.
I wish I had one.
So you'll get a Midland CB.
If I can afford it.
Well, why not go ahead and get a Midland CB? Right now at your Midland Convoy headquarters, you can get the best in CB at the very best price, too.
No fooling?
Those selected Midland CBs are now at special sale prices.
Midland's on sale?
You save up to 35% at participating dealers.
Hey, I can afford
it. And remember, when you get a Midland CB, you get a Convoy buddy. So look for the Midland Convoy headquarters near you.
There's one right up ahead.
Hurry on in.
All right.
Tell them CW sent you.
I will.
And don't miss the special sale prices on selected Midland CB.
I won't.
Those Midland's all the CB you ever gonna need.
That's a big 10-4.
Hey, good buddy.
Huh?
Left the keys in the car.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, CW. Wait a minute. How'd you do that?
Join Midland Convoy. Get a Midland CB.
As of now, America, the beautiful new Chevrolet is on display in Chevrolet showrooms everywhere. Go see it, sit in it, explore the roominess of its interior and trunk. Ask about its mileage. Take it for a ride. As of now, America, as of now.
As more like it. Now, as more like it. As much more like it. The new Chevrolet.
Now, that's more like it.
Fill a bag for a buck at Perry's Drugs, 10 cent sale.
You do better at Perry's, you really do.
You really do.
Here is a bulletin from the CKLW newsroom. Deputy Police Chief of Detroit, Reginald Harbaugh, has just been found shot to death at his home on Roselawn in Detroit. Police are on the scene. Details remain sketchy. They don't know at this time whether it was a murder or a suicide. We'll have more as it happens. This is Randall Carlisle, CKLW 2020 News.
Imagine, that's from John Lennon. John Lennon. It's 15 before 7 o'clock, a quarter to 7 at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon. No, it is not Oxydol. No, it is not Cheer. It is a wash day product. And don't forget, we're going back to the days they sponsored Amos and Andy on radio. That's a few years ago, folks, so Cheer, I don't even think, was in its present form. I don't think it was there then, but there was something in a product contained psyllium. All right, it was a wash day product. I wish I could sing the jingle for you, because there was a jingle. There was a whole lot that went with it. A sunlight ingredient called psyllium. What wash day product contained it? It was the main sponsor for Amos and Andy over the many years. It sponsored a lot of other things, but primarily Amos and Andy on radio. What was the name of that product? Not Oxydol and not Cheer. That's the one that most people came up with. I didn't get an answer yet. Until I do, I think we'll keep right on going along.
A regular burger is only 20 cents a burger shop. Pass it on.
Listen to this, Kathy. A regular burger with the works is only 20 cents at Burger Chef. Pass it on.
Hey, Brian, a regular burger for only 20 cents that you can build yourself at the works by a burger shop. Pass it on.
A regular burger for only 20 cents with the works that you can build yourself and get as many as you want at Burger Chef. Pass it on.
I'd be happy to. You can obtain a perfect 100% all-beef regular hamburger at Burger Chef for a mere 20 cents. And upon doing so, you can build it with whatever you wish at Burger Chef's Works Bar. You save a goodly sum, and it's only available for a limited time at participating Burger Chefs. So you should proceed quickly. Pass it forth, please.
What did he say?
Side of the world. That's where you get up with Dial soap. A Dial shower helps you rise and really shine, feeling clean and crisp, refreshed and ready. You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial, or one that lasts longer. Aren't you glad you use Dial? It's 12 and a half before 7. I'm going to go right to the phone and see if I can get that product out here. There it is. All right. CKLW, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On your trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Octagon soap?
Octagon? No, it sure wasn't.
Okay.
Everybody's close, but not there yet.
Okay.
We're talking about a long time ago, so...
yes, first... I remember, but it just doesn't come to me.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, CKLW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Was it Phil's NASA?
No, it wasn't Phil's Naphtha either. My goodness, Amos and Andy, and it was a wash day product with Solium. You remember, probably everybody would remember once I told you the name and say, oh, I don't even know if it's still on the market anymore. That's why I'm kind of laughing, but I remember it as clear as day and night, so I don't...
As soon as you mention it, everybody else will remember
right.
it, too.
Sure, I'm going to take a couple more calls.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Good morning, CKLW.
Good morning.
Yeah, do you know the answer?
Is it Goldust?
Goldust? That probably will work, too, but no, it was not Goldust, but thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. CKLW. Good
Hello?
Morning. Hello?
Is the answer Lux?
No, it is not Lux, but I thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I'll take two more. Good morning, CKLW.
Hello, was it Rinso?
Rinso, thank you. What a blessing.
I got my mother up.
You had to wake your mother up. Well,
Rinso, there was a sunshine cleanser and...
Yeah,
there was Rinso. Bluing.
Sure, there was Rinso White and Rinso Blue, and one lady said bluing something, and I said, you're on the right track, and it was Rinso with the Solium ingredient.
Well, the green vat.
That's the one, and I appreciate your call. Hang on a second, I'll get you out an Osmond's gift certificate, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's the theme from SWAT. This is the Rhythm Heritage at CKLW, 11 before 7 o'clock. Your pardon? Thank you, Lynn Anderson. It's 3 minutes now after 7 o'clock this Wednesday morning at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon. I beg your pardon. I didn't really mean what I said, but if I said a word like loaded, pickled, or plastered, what was I talking about? No, not Jojo. Jojo doesn't even imbibe, as a matter of fact, but the words obviously mean exactly the same thing. They happen to be part of the longest list of synonyms in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. They all obviously mean you are inebriated, I think is the word. Dr. Marie Weir Kay, and she's a little weird, editor of the volume just published, a new volume published, Intoxicated, has more synonyms than any other entry in the book. The 46 listed include blind, boiled, fried, juiced, and oiled. Now, these are, you know, kind of rough words, but there are very polite words. If somebody says you're a little tiddly, or you're squiffed, or you're lit and tight, there are some pretty odd ones, too, like capernoited, deliriate, half-seas, over, and splificated. I'm really splificated tonight. I can't even say it. Dr. Kay says each generation makes up new adjectives for intoxicated, and the list just obviously keeps on growing. A close runner-up in the synonym race? Well, there are 41 synonyms for insane, including etty, bonkers, bugs, crackers, cuckoo, loco, nuts, tetched, and wacky. And if you're boiled as well as batty, you're really in deep trouble this morning. I don't think any of those... I know they don't apply to Jojo. I'll tell you what may apply, though, cold, because it's a little chilly this morning. Let's find out what the weather looks like and then how it affects our traffic conditions this morning on the freeway system for Pizza Hut. Here's Jojo.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jojo.
At least it's a clear, dry morning, anyway.
Thank goodness.
Right, even though the temperatures are on the cool side, but I've got my steadfast blanket here at my side. They don't have the heater in yet, remember?
Last You're kidding.
I guess they're missing a part.
Must be the same place I take my car.
Right. So once again, I guess I'll sit on my hands this morning. Traffic is moving fairly well at this hour anyway, Tom. No unusual times to speak of. The southbound launch traveling at posted speeds from 10 Mile Road all the way downtown to Cobo Hall. No slowdown in the Davison interchange area. Northbound it looks just as good, moving at maximum speeds all the way from downtown to 10 Mile Road. The South Coast Freeway free and clear in both directions. That's nice to see at this hour. On the Chrysler Freeway, southbound traffic is heavy in from the Rochester Road area, but no slow spots at this hour. The westbound Ford Freeway has already begun its usual slowdown to stop-and-go speeds in the stretch between Outer Drive and Shane. The worst spot is between Connor and about Mount Elliott. That's where speeds are the slowest. On the other hand, the eastbound 4th Freeway, speeds are near maximum for Metro all the way downtown. However, I imagine that as the morning progresses, traffic will be slowing down to gawk at the scorched side of the freeway after that tanker explosion in the Livernois Lanio area yesterday afternoon. The inbound Fisher and Jeffries freeways are in fine shape at this hour. Around Windsor, traffic is on the light side of the major arteries, because it's still pretty early. And a note on some construction affecting the tunnel. And, Tom, you know about this one.
Indeed.
I found out the details, though. For the next month, they'll be dropping the level of the pavement through the tunnel by about a foot.
As long as they don't drop it into the water, I think we're all right.
Right. They're gonna lower it so that more taller trucks can get through. So you'll find the patch of torn-up pavement getting longer by the day. They will be working on the actual tearing-up process between 12 midnight and 6 a.m., so you'll just have to run into that bump in the road. So keep an eye out for it, and traffic is backing up in both directions. For Pizza Hut, this is JoJo reporting from the CK Traffic Office.
JoJo, let me just say how valid I found the traffic reports to be yesterday. I took the kids to the circus to see the Shrine Circus,
right?
The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. And I came out of the right on Grand River there, came out of Olympia, and I know they had the state police were there with all kinds of flares, and I said, what in the world's going on? I saw no traffic westbound on the I-94, and I said, I got to turn on the radio. So I turned on the radio, and there you were reporting later, I guess, than normal.
Right.
I mean, you stayed over after 6 o'clock.
Way later, till about 7 o'clock.
Oh, well, there it was. And you said what was going on, the tanker truck and the explosion and the spilling of the highly inflammable material. So I said, not only does it answer my question of what's going on, but I know better to avoid that area. So that's absolutely super. Now I know what it's like in the cars when you tell them where to go and where not to go.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, that freeway, the eastbound part, was closed till about midnight last night.
Woo.
And that's how it goes. Thanks for the testimonial, anyway.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
There's a lot of good things. There's a lot of good things at Pizza Hut. There's a lot of good things under our roof.
Hello, I'm Roger Staubach. Between now and the Super Bowl, there'll be a lot of great pro football played. That's why I want you to visit your neighborhood Pizza Hut restaurant and get your full-color NFL historical calendar with all the NFC and AFC schedules. The colorful history of the NFL, the founders, the Hall of Famers. It's a first, a collector's item, a fan's must. Get your NFL calendar now while supplies last, exclusively at your participating Pizza Hut restaurant. A new NFL calendar. It's a winner.
There's a lot of good things. There's a lot of good things under our roof. There's a lot of good things.
CKLW continues with the fall features. This morning at 9, it's the Spinners. This is Johnny Williams. Join Tom Shannon, Johnny O'Brien, and me when the Mighty Spinners come your way today as the fall features continue on CKLW.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. Whatever it takes to get you moving, shake your booty. KC and the Sunshine Band. It's now 12 after 7, 7:12 at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon. People, you know, constantly ask me, how many times can you win on playing trivia? Well, if you're winning that much, you obviously got the right supply of questions, and I'm obviously not answering as many as I should be. But I would say if you limit it to, like, once a month, that way it keeps you, you know, down to once a month, one time around. If you don't win, obviously, if I keep beating you, then keep calling back. Try it as many times until you at least do win the one time, and then after that, space it about a month. Because, yeah, I have no idea how long we're going to do it. I suppose until you run out of questions or I run out of answers, something like that. Okay, 12 after 7 from the Big 8. 7:12, Farmer Jack saving time. Tell a friend about Farmer Jack Dollar Days. This week, save on assorted flavors of Quaker-made ice cream. Pint cartons, 5 for a dollar at Farmer Jack.
Do you... My young life won't be wasted. Thanks to you, a man has found his way. Thanks to you, a family bargain will grow as one again. And for those in darkness, there's a brighter day. Thanks to you. Yeah.
to the United Way.
Helter Skelter only scratched the surface. The Manson Massacre takes you all the way. See the only true version of the most brutal crime in American history. Brace yourself for the Manson Massacre. Uncut, uncensored, all new. The Manson Massacre. It's like nothing you have ever seen before. Rated R.
And it's now showing at the Plaza Theater downtown and drive-in theaters all over town. Check your newspaper movie guide.
Tom Shannon, CKLW.
This is music from the prime of Miss Jean Brody. Won Academy Awards. Rod McEwen's song with Oliver. Jean Jean. By the way, keep the trivia calls coming. If you've got the numbers, give us a call.
Roses are red.
Rod McEwen. That's his song. That's Oliver with Jean. The prime of Miss Jean Brody. As a Scot, I'd make a good Irishman, maybe. I don't know. 17 after 7 o'clock. 7:17 in the morning time at CKLW. And this is Tom Shannon. Good morning to you. We're spotlighting the Spinners music all day, beginning at 9, and with yours truly, and then Johnny Williams, and then Charlie O'Brien, all the way till about 6 o'clock today. Spinners and their music all day on CK.
Well, I was down at Charlie's with a bunch of the boys when this kid busts in and yells over the noise. A snowmobile I saw up on the hill shot past me like I was standing still. He said his liquid-cooled engine blazed a track, going up hills and never looking back. There's only one sled like that around here, the 440 liquefier from John Deere. There's a fact of life that you learn up here. Out on the snow, nothing runs like a deer. John Deere.
Whether you're interested in high performance, family fun, or a good all-around trail sled, there's a John Deere snowmobile for you. Just see your local John Deere dealer. He'll show you why out in the snow nothing runs like a deer.
The Raleigh House proudly presents An Evening with Paul Anka. Monday, October 11th, Wednesday and Thursday, October 13th and 14th. All 7 p.m. dinner shows, plus a special show at 10:30 on Wednesday. The Raleigh House becomes the showcase of the biggest names in the business. Limited number of seats available. Get tickets at the Raleigh House and at all J.L. Hudson stores. Or call 353-1100 for ticket information and best table location. Paul Anka at the Raleigh House, 25300 Telegraph Road in Southfield.
Sunny and mild today, high of 69, not as cold tonight with a low of 49. It'll be partly cloudy and continued mild tomorrow. Cleveland with 37, in Toledo it's 40 degrees, Detroit 41, and it's 719, 5 Celsius at CKLW. Cooper from Alice Goes to Hell and I'll Never Cry. It's 7:22 in the morning and time for CKLW 2020 News with Byron McGregor.
Thank you, Tom. News from 1300 Bobian, downtown Detroit Police Headquarters, is headlining the news this morning, and it's tragic. Detroit police are at the scene of an early morning death involving a Detroit deputy police chief. CKLW's Randall Carlisle broke the story earlier this morning. He is still covering the case. Randall, what have you been able to learn so far?
Byron, details remain sketchy, and we probably won't know anything definite for quite some time. That's generally the way things go when a policeman is involved in a shooting. We do know that Deputy Police Chief Reginald Harville, 47 years old, was found shot to death in his West Side home on Roselawn this morning, sometime shortly after 6 o'clock. We don't know yet whether it was a suicide or a murder. Police are just not talking. Harville has been with the department 21 years. Last April, he was named by Coleman Young to be chief of all the western operations on the west side of Detroit, which included 7 precincts. So as it stands now, it could be a murder or a suicide. We just don't know.
Meanwhile, as predicted, Jerry Tanyan was given the pink slip by Mary Young yesterday. In making the announcement, Young said,
Police Chief Tanyan has served Detroit well during 3 difficult years as the city's chief law enforcement officer.
On the other side of the coin, former Chief Tanyan reacted by saying,
My sincere thanks to Judge Gribbs for offering me the opportunity and to Mary Young for continuing me in what has been one of the most exciting, difficult, and memorable learning experiences of my life.
The new chief, who is the first black chief in the history of the city of Detroit, William Hart, says the foremost thing on his mind is cutting crime in the Motor City. One young inmate was shot to death, and another surrendered to guards as they were caught trying to escape a medium security prison facility at Ionia. Richard Handlin, superintendent of the prison, says guards shot and killed 22-year-old Norman Fison of Detroit as he and 17-year-old Gregory Shane of Grand Rapids tried to scale a double-wire fence surrounding the prison. Traffic on the Ford is back to normal after yesterday's inferno that kept the lanes closed until midnight last night. But for a complete rundown on conditions, let's check things out with JoJo on the Big 8 Bird.
That's if you're going east right now, Byron. Everything looks pretty good on the Ford, but the westbound Ford freeway is very heavily traveled at this hour. All the way downtown, in from the Cadieux and the Ross areas, and there's stop-and-go activity between the Chalmers and the Shane exits. Gratiot and Jefferson both look good as alternate routes this morning. They're traveling light at posted speeds. You might want to try either one of them. Traffic on the southbound Southfield freeway is moving well from 8 Mile Road to Grand River. Then it tightens up and slows down in the Schoolcraft area. And here's a note on some construction affecting people using the tunnel in either direction for the next month. They're dropping the pavement level by about a foot. The entire length of the tunnel, right now the pavement is dug up just inside the tunnel entrance on the Windsor side, and it'll be a month before it is completed because crews will be working mainly between 12 midnight and 6 a.m. But plan on losing a few minutes if you are going through at any time because traffic both ways slows down to avoid the big bump. This is JoJo reporting from the CK Traffic Copter.
The Windsor United Way campaign has been kicked off, and it looks like Windsor will be another front runner again this year. Historically, the city has led the way coast to coast on a per capita basis, and Mayor Burt Weeks is hoping it'll be another big year.
To the extent that this campaign is successful again this year in Windsor, and to the extent that we can help other communities across the entire country with their campaigns, I want to say that we in the city are extremely proud of everyone associated with the United Way.
And this has just been handed me. A neighbor who lives right next door to the deputy police chief found shot to death this morning now says it appears to be a suicide. He claims that policemen are on the scene and are admitting that Deputy Chief Reginald Harville shot himself to death this morning. They are not searching for any suspects and apparently not treating it as a murder, instead just a suicide. CKLW News Time, 7:26.
Last week on this construction site, two men suddenly became experts on safety boots. Joe McLaren, plumber, swung down the tailgate of a pickup truck. And half a dozen four-inch flanges fell on his toes. Across the site, Brian Johnson, laborer, was searching for a piece of scrap lumber. He didn't notice a rusty nail sticking up from a board. He stepped on it, and the nail pierced his foot. Joe and Brian thought they had foot protection. Now they know a boot isn't a construction safety boot without a steel toe cap and a steel insert in the sole. It must have a green patch on the outside and a green Canadian Standards Association label on the inside. Now they know what to look for complete foot protection. It takes know-how to protect your feet from injury. You've got it. Use it. Your Construction Safety Association in cooperation with the Workmen's Compensation Board.
CKLW Sports. Here is Dean Shepard.
A lot of people are questioning the integrity, or at least the scoring abilities, of the referees in last night's heavyweight title bout between Ali and Ken Norton. The fighters went the full 15 rounds, neither was knocked to the mats, and both managed to land some damaging blows. But when it was all over, referee Arthur McConty scored 8 rounds for Ali, 6 for Norton, and 1 even. Judges Harold Lederman and Barney Smith each had Ali the winner, 8-7. Ali said he thought his performance was pretty good considering the length of his career and his age, but he's still talking of retirement.
I think I'm going to retire. I have a party right there. Get out now. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see. I ain't never said I retired.
You thought about it.
I told him, yeah, I did. Because Frazier, after 4 months, Frazier was talking about he wanted to fight this, I was ducking him. Then after Wolf Frazier, they said I was ducking Norton.
Right.
Now I can get out. Ain't nobody else they believe gonna beat me.
In Cleveland last night, the Tigers split a twinight doubleheader with the Indians, the Bird winning the first game on a 5-hitter, 4-0, Jim Crawford losing the nightcap 6-1. pond. The Birds win his 18th this season, dropped his ERA to 2.39. In other American League action, Baltimore swept a doubleheader with Milwaukee, 7-5 and 7-3. Texas blanked Minnesota, 7-0. Boston edged New York, 7-5. And the A's did it again, shutting out the Royals, 1-0. That's 2020 Sports. I'm Dean Shepard.
Find the road to somewhere you've been looking for. Chevrolet will get you there better than before. Where the deals make the difference with better prices for you. Buffway and Chevrolet, our reason is you. Where the deals make the difference every day. Buffway and Chevrolet.
Yes, the deals really do make the difference at Buff Whalen Chevrolet on Van Dyke at 18 Mile Road. Discount prices now on the new 1977 Chevrolet cars and trucks. Even greater savings on 1976 company cars. Prices will never be lower. Buff Whalen Chevrolet on Van Dyke at 18 Mile Road. Now, that's more like it.
Where the deals make the difference every day. Buff Whalen Chevrolet.
Motor City weather, sunny and mild today, high 69, not quite so chilly tonight, low 49, partly cloudy and continued pleasant tomorrow. At 7:30, Cleveland has 37 degrees, Toledo 40, Detroit 42, 6 Celsius. Byron McGregor, 2020 News. Now, more music with Tom Shannon at CKLW.
My father married a pure Cherokee.